Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Goblets and Gays. This is Season 4, Episode 39. I'm Aubrey, your GM. I'll allow my players to introduce themselves, who they are, who they're playing, and we'll get into things.
Hello, I'm Aki. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Astraea Bashar Chloris, your quadruple princess bard dragon summoner, child of the Night Queen, grandchild of the Mad King, and all-round magical baddie who also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I am Dusty. I use they, he pronouns, and I am playing Joanna of Mexico, bringer of justice, maker of soups, and they use she, her pronouns.
Hello, my name is Ferris. I use she, her pronouns, and I play Dumisa Solfig, a 7-foot semi-possessed barbarian and champion of the night who is very much in love and also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I'm Sparlock. I use he, him pronouns. Today I am playing Groon, the walking goblin catastrophe, oracle of flames, healer of wounds, and burner of buildings, though she swears it wasn't her. And Groon uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, hello. My name is Alyssa, and my pronouns are they, them. I am playing Tamsin Trevino, the god-devouring changeling wizard who is focused on rescuing their late fiancé from purgatory, but also growingly concerned with her influence on this group of younger adventurers. Tamsin uses she, they pronouns.
Hello, I'm Tick. I use he, she, they pronouns, and today I'm playing Mero, a monk maiden raised in the underworld, now overcoming parental issues, meeting the Fae, and learning about nature and being a thought.
And Tick, yippee. What happened last time?
Oh my god, a lot happened last time. So we killed Dimple. I misunderstood that she did not turn into a glitter bomb, which is unfortunate. But we got rid of her, we looted her body, we had a nice discussion, and Astraea had to process, oh, I killed someone. Oh, I killed my grandma. Oh, shit. but yeah, we decided to leave because it was raining, and quite frankly, we could have a mental breakdown back at our house. So we had a mental breakdown back at our house. Kyrie was like, Astraea, I was so worried about you. I thought you died. Please, I've had enough heart attacks for this lifetime. You could have been so hurt. Holy shit, I already lost you, like, twice already. I'm not ready for a third time. Come on. And Astraea's like, I stayed as far back in the way. Don't worry, it's fine. Dumisa's the one that got, like, beaten up. And Dumisa's, like, on half HP, like, hi, mom-in-law. How you doing? And Kyrie's like, oh, Jesus. But, yeah, we came back. Everything was good. We had some nice, wholesome discussions. Talon said that the portal to the underworld is ready. And Aubrey has been holding up a pop-up with aggression saying, once you leave, you cannot turn back. Buy your items that you need to buy. Get the stuff done in the next week or two or I will kick your ass personally. And I'm like, okay, we got it. But I still procrastinate anyway, so it's fine. We had some nice conversations. Astraea talked to her family about, like, distributing the power, and Kyrie is like, you are so grounded for being this reckless the next time. Like, once you're done killing all the gods and stuff, you're grounded. And Astraea is like, we'll see. But Kyrie's like, no, we won't see. I know for a fact. You can only run so fast, Astraea. I am your mother. But yeah, therapy's apparently been helping them. Mary and Tamsin had a nice talk about, oh god, we're gonna fight your dad. You good? No. Here's a human skull that doesn't look quite humanoid. Nice emotional discussions about feelings and stuff like that. And then Tamsin got to meet Thanaton, who was like, hey, do you want to be a librarian because you like books, even though you steal from libraries? And Tamsin was like, are you sure I'm a good fit? And Thanaton's like, nah, I think it's fine. You literally cannot get worse than Doan. I'm like, you're good. You're good, Tamsin. Like, you don't kidnap women and keep them in your basement. I think you're good. And Tamsin's like, okay, I'll keep a note. And has been given the title of, I believe, the Eternal Librarian, which is raw as fuck. And we did end up with Joanna trying to beat the shit out of Mero for bugging her at the equivalent of, like, 10 p.m. at night. But yeah, we all had some nice discoveries, conversations, revelations, and hopefully shopping, because we're going to cover exactly what we buy later, because I am the master procrastinator. It's going
to
be
We have time, so you have about a week to figure out what you're going to buy before, you know, choices are locked in.
Aubrey, I am so autistic. I'm going to remember this at 7:28 p.m. on the Sunday that we record.
Good.
That's not good. But yeah, that's a recap.
Yes. So yeah, we'll pick up the next morning with Who wants to start things off? Don't everyone volunteer at once.
I don't want to start it off because I know Joanna's going to kill me.
That would have happened last night.
I mean, I guess I could go. It requires me grabbing Tamsin.
No, you grab Tamsin, then I want to grab Tamsin after.
Yeah, everyone talk to Tamsin this session.
It's Tamsin's turn to be talked to. Time.
I love it. This is my favorite children's show.
Tamsin is not safe for children.
That would explain a lot about Mero. Okay. So, I guess, like, I go to where I think I will find Tamsin, which I'm assuming is the library.
Correct.
And I peek in, like I'm trying to be sneaky, but not really, because you totally heard, like, the heels going click, 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 like, all the way. I'll peek in and be like, Tamsin. Oh, wait, with the accent. Tamsin. This is horrible.
Astrea.
Hello. Did you have the dream?
Less a dream and more a semi-corporeal vision, maybe, but I did.
He was here?
More or less, sort of a faceless, kind of formless figure, but in my room, yes, the impression I was left with was that it was novel for him.
Oh, that's really cool. I was so curious as, like, the how you were going to have the dream, because you can't sleep anymore, right?
Not as such, no.
Do you just rest your eyes? Oh, sorry.
Just what was it like for you in the intended dream?
It's gonna sound a little weird. It kind of feels like how I feel right now. Like how I've felt since godhood. I feel lighter, even though I'm pretty sure I'm not, but, like, when I was having that dream, it felt like I was swimming constantly, but I didn't have to worry about, you know, like, breathing and stuff. I just did it, and it was, like, a very chill conversation. It was like two dudes chilling in the hot tub 5 feet apart because they're not gay. Oh my god. You won't understand that. I don't know if you'll understand that. But it was really just like we were floating and talking and chilling and relaxing. And I was aware that it was a dream, so it was a little lucid. But it definitely felt timeless, you know?
Interesting, but it gave you the impression that it wasn't gay, that they weren't gay?
Look, who am I to judge? Okay? I, like, you know, like, it's not like Thanaton is kicking down the door saying ally or anything like that. But it's also like they've been in the corporeal closet for like a millennia now. Like, it's not my, who knows? But yeah, that's how it felt for me, at the very least. And I don't know, that feeling hasn't left. And I kind of like it, you know? Like, my shoulders feel less stiff.
Does that mean that you're also resting more, Astrea, or is that too much to ask?
I'd like to think I will rest a lot more after this is all done. I'm I'm still a bit shaken from the last time I've rested because then I got stabbed. I've said this a lot.
That's fair enough, but surely with your fiancé watching over you.
I got stabbed with my fiancé watching over me. We were both not the gods then, though.
I was going to say, now she's really the perfect god to watch over you while you sleep, no?
Exactly. I just want... We're so close to the end, so maybe I'm just too hyped for the end.
Well, you're particularly hyped for this specific god, no?
Yes. Hyped in the sense of, it's not like I'm excited to go commit the murder and straight up plan one and see it through. I just can't wait to finish him.
I think Gapsy gives you a look. Sorry.
No, go ahead, look at me.
Gapsy gives you a look like, that sounds a lot like what you just said it was not like, but okay.
Yeah, no, I realize I'm not explaining it in the best way, but I understand the weight of it, but also so much healing is going to come out of it. I'm also eager to see what Mero will do with the underworld. Because I know Mero is very good. Like, very good as in kind-hearted. Their soul is in the right place. So I'm very curious to see what Mero will do with the underworld after Doan ruined it. And I really want to be the one that finishes him. This sounds very menacing. I'm so glad you're a lich. I cannot express these murderous thoughts, but I have been keeping them pent up for so long now.
Well, I'm excited for that for you.
It's going to kind of be like revenge, low-key, very low-key, but I would like to think that I am just the tool for it. And that is kind of cool. Murder aside, how else are you feeling now that you have it, this power? Does it sate your hunger at all?
It's interesting. They named me the Eternal Librarian, which feels generous, maybe, but an aspirational title for me, perhaps. I think I've done more stealing from libraries in recent years than helping curate them.
I kind of think it's rather poetic because it is both a really badass title, something that I think you would low-key enjoy, but also a punishment for stealing from the public. You library thief. All of the librarians now, they're thinking about it, channeling it. I can feel it. It's really cool. I do think the title is very fitting, though. Though I also hope it does not imply that you will be trapped in a library forever, because then that will become our next big mission.
There are certainly worse places for me to be trapped.
Yeah, but do you want to be trapped after all of the entrapping that has happened to your family? The Feywilds, your is Amidus your wife?
Ah, no, just...
The universe just said not yet.
We didn't quite get around to it before.
Wow.
She left.
You have so much time to get around to it now. You know, if you want to, I mean. But like, okay, your gay lover. Technically, Mero, who is like your like what? Like your surrogate child? Your ward? I don't know. Adoption? I don't know. But like, Mero also, in theory, was trapped. Not in theory. They had like two solid good years. Topside. That sounds like trap to me. Oh, damn, your family's hella trapped.
But speaking of wedding planning, Astraea.
Yes, that will happen after, though. I have not touched it, I swear. I lie, I have a binder.
I'm pretty sure Jumisa promised us, or you promised Jumisa, at least a month of rest once this was over, so...
But the wedding... This is like a fun binder, like a scrapbook kind of thing.
Suspicious look.
It's a scrapbook with a lot of math. But, yeah, hunger. How are you doing on that? Because I would like to make... I guess it would be a donation to the library, but the incorporeal library, the theoretical library.
How so? What? I don't think I quite follow.
Well, I have this book. I've had it for a while now. Well, I technically have two books, but I'm going to give you one first, so that way when you're done with one, you can get to the other, and we can space out the eating part. You know, just in case you have to still do it. I don't know.
I don't literally eat. You know I don't literally eat books, right?
Yes, no, I do. I understand that, but like, you know, when you feel... I understand... on a basic level that you need knowledge, and I'm telling you to like read a chapter a night, and I have two volumes to give you, and it is knowledge, I promise. It is not fan fiction, though I'm a proprietor of that. But so I have two books. Well, they're both technically grimoires, and they're super cursed, full of dragon stuff.
Oh, where did you get this from?
The first one, we found it. Well, my mother gave it to me when we were back in Naxos, you know, when it was still standing. And it was something that my biological father had. And this is kind of what led him... Well, I don't think it's what led him, but it had a bunch of cursed dragon spell shit, including one of them being the ritual that Maeve was going to use on Serena to eat her.
Oh.
Now, I'm not saying eat marrow, because I'm pretty sure it would be like literal sand in your mouth and other things. Who knows where marrow has been? But, it's still things to learn, which I feel like fall under something you'd be interested in just knowing, because personally I was interested in it, but it's not like I'm fucking doing it. Oh, God, no.
Absolutely, I would love to dig into it.
Mm-hmm. But the second one is like an actual grimoire that belonged to Theron, who was the dragon who possessed my dad and then kidnapped me. But it's okay, we dealt with it. I guess some of my more fucked up spells from him, from that one.
I think Tamsin just looks at you after that statement. You've all been through so much.
Oh yeah, but we repress it because we're professionals.
I hope that that month of rest includes much ongoing therapy.
Honestly, me too. I'll give you like one of the books. You can choose whichever one you want, because once again, I'm trying to space out. You're eating. The last thing I need you to do is have a binge fest, and now you're like, wow, so much knowledge. Ooh, you know, like, what does that give you, a headache? Like, I don't even know. But yeah, I give you books to read.
Yeah. Tamsin is very happy about it.
Tamsin approves, appears on the right-hand corner of my screen.
Yeah.
Tamsin will remember that.
Friendship level increased.
After she binges one of the books, she gets a little happy buff next to her name.
The happy buff?
The Asterian blood-drinking happy buff.
Yeah, no blood required this time.
I was
and
gonna
you don't
say,
have
do
to
you,
take a penalty.
You're just Asterian and Gale's issues at the same time. It's
oh
amazing.
Oh my god.
And then it's like a sitcom where Estrella leaves with a book and Joanna walks in as you're reading the book.
Yes.
And just, hey, Thompson. So, I was going to say that's a strange book, but that's a normal book for you, actually.
It's Estrella's from the dragon who possessed her father?
That sounds vaguely familiar. I really can't keep up with everything that's happened to them. I just was swinging by because I don't know. I just wanted to see how you're doing after the whole God thing with Thanatan. It seems like they were much more talkative to everyone else besides me. Maybe just because, like, I didn't ask the right questions.
What did you ask?
Honestly, I don't remember. Actually, I don't remember if I asked any questions. I think I was too much in shock.
That's fair. I mean, I got to see the rest of you going through it before it happened to me. I guess I was a little more prepared.
Did they share any, like, more interesting knowledge about, like, all this stuff?
Just that they've had to split their power over time, and it's helping keep their memory alive and helping protect against other forces, maybe.
Okay. I mean, I guess that makes sense. Not like any of this makes sense. How are you feeling going into, you know, dealing with Dwan, the underworld, all this stuff? It seems like we're finally coming to a close of this. Mostly for the better. I need to knock on wood.
Hopefully for the better. I'm not quite sure how I feel. It seems so much closer for the kid, so much more visceral, but I mean, for hundreds of years, I didn't know that I could be aiming my resentment at a single being, at a god, for taking a Midas away. So facing him now, it's strange.
Yeah. I mean, to an extent, I understand that. I suppose at the end of the day, I was thrust into all of this. But knowing what happened to these kids, these gods now, you could only hope to make sure things end up better for them. Because I don't think anything could fix what happened, but we could hope to make it better. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. What about you, though, Joanna? After this, your sort of goal here will be at a close, no? What is it that you want to do afterwards? Will you stay? I imagine it would be easier as a god for you to return.
I've been mulling over that. I don't know. Maybe, yes, it'd probably be easy to go back. Like, I have these powers. I'm from a different plane. There's nothing saying I can't carry these to that different plane. But I don't know if going back would be good for me or good for there. From everything I remember, everything that formed me there, I think, has left me behind. At least, all from what I remember.
Well, of course, of course, we would all be happy to have you stay, but I think that perhaps you're understating or misstating your importance to whoever it is that you left behind.
I mean, you're probably right. You know, after coming here and being thrust into a war I didn't ask for, I haven't mentioned that. It's only slightly a sore point for me. I've just been trying so hard to be able to make things better for people here. I don't know if it will end up. And Joanna kind of just like pauses for a moment. Just, you could try as much as you can and still end up hurting people. So I don't know if going back and trying to make things better will make it better. What am I supposed to say? I've been gone for a year and suddenly I've become a god of a different plane. There's so much to explain. What am I going to do there?
I mean, I don't know exactly how it is you left things. And maybe you're right. Maybe it would be more hurtful to go back and to try to make them right, but that maybe it wouldn't. Maybe it's worth it for you and for them to at least attempt to explain. I've looking over my action and inactions over the last centuries, I just don't want you to regret not doing anything it is that you need to do.
I think Joanna is kind of like just quiet for a moment, kind of just like nodding along. And I think that maybe she was like standing up and has like gone sit down and met you and like sit down next to you and just sigh and just, well, I think I will have to consider that after we deal with this. And, you know, for once, I think dealing with this is closer than we've ever sent before.
Whatever happens, I'm glad that you were here. However unwilling your initial participation was, I'm happy to have known you and to have been able to stand by your side.
I think Joanna will have just like a slight smile, more where like it doesn't like, it's not like, it's not forced, it's actually almost like unconscious, but it's like so slight you could barely tell. But Joanna will like put her hand up, like over your hand, and just say, I'm very glad to have met you and this group as well. There's no one I'd rather be killing gods with. Oh, what a sentence.
Yeah, and I think that Tamsin will just sort of grab your hand, squeeze it.
Yeah. And we could just be getting the library there. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. And the camera will pan away to something else.
This is the homosexual police. You're under arrest.
Disintegrate.
Actually, only good reaction to the homosexual police.
They're not allowed on this show.
They're in the siren. We don't have
siren. Sounds like here. Sirens.
I have canonically created the only straight person in siren.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But other than that, there's no other straight people. I was gonna go talk to my mom, but Tamsin kind of covered everything I was gonna talk to my mom with. But I should at least tell her my plans. Hey, we're gonna go beat up my dad, and if I don't see you again, I love you.
Yeah, it's a touching moment between the two of you. You know,
she gets
a hug. She wishes you luck.
I'm gonna come back. Everything's gonna be good, and then I'm gonna kick your ass. So I'm gonna kick your butt. I can't swear for my mom.
I look forward to it. Also, I saw in the chat people were talking rituals earlier. Are you gonna attempt one?
The homosexual ritual?
The homosexual rituals? There are tattoos that can go with them and make them better.
I mean, the big question is, are you going to do it?
Are you gonna do it, guys? Are you gonna be gay? Wait, shit, before we forget, we have to, Teshka. We have to rip Teshka.
I don't have time.
You don't have time.
We don't have time. We're taking her with us.
Yeah.
We have a single day, and I don't think we have enough time for that.
In theory, it's already passed. Because we were doing it on the day of.
Yeah, that's right.
Damn it, Dimple!
We killed Dimple instead because it had to be the whole moon thing.
Dimple's fucking up our plans.
So we'll just watch you very closely, just in case, you know?
Yep. Did you want to do the ritual?
Oh, the ritual?
I think you guys should do the gay ritual.
Do you want?
Yeah, we can do it.
We don't have to.
What if we did a ritual? What if we did a ritual together when we're both girls? Haha, JK on this.
It's like a little engagement party.
We can do that.
There's wine.
No better time to have a party before everyone may possibly die.
Yeah,
Do we? Okay, here's what costs an hour.
Or takes an hour.
Here's what I wanted to ask, though, because it is an hour long, and I have a thing now where I can supplement a lot of stuff. And in theory, we only need, like, we don't need a secondary caster. If we needed one, you could be the secondary caster. And I can cover your faults. So if you wanted to do it privately, that's something that's on the table too. If you wanted to do it openly, that's also something we can do. I don't know. Because I feel like we are the type to throw a party for an hour. Well, not for an hour, but to have this happen at a party. You know, like engagement party before brunch. We kill a god. Yeah.
We had an engagement brunch. Just a quick little engagement brunch, a little quick thing so everyone can, like, I'm sure everyone knows by now, but in case they don't.
Exactly.
Everyone in Cressa gets a half day at work.
Yeah, okay.
They won't know why, but they just get one.
You should also tell the audience which ritual we're talking about.
We're talking about the heart bond ritual.
Yeah.
If we do it, which I think we are, we can go into detail, but basically it's super gay.
My cat agrees with you that you should do it. He just meowed.
Oh, mine did too. But it's creating a magical bond between two willing creatures who are secondary casters of the ritual and must share genuine affection for one another. Check. As part of the rituals, both members of the bond receive a ring, an amulet, or similar token. We can also do tattoos to get additional bonuses. They lose the effects if not wearing the token, and the bond is broken if the tokens are destroyed. We, benefiting from the heart bound, can participate in a heightened version. Once per day, if we succeed. Once per day, each spotted creature can use a two-action activity, which has a concentrate trait to learn the present state of the other bonded creature. They know the creature's direction, distance, and any conditions affecting them. We can also privately cast message between the two of us, and if we include the tattoo as the token, then we can send a small gift once we learn the condition, which can be either temporary hit points, guidance, stabilize, or light. Depending on what we wanted. You get to learn the choice. Do the choice after you learn the state.
Honestly, sounds good.
Right? It does. Mm-hmm.
What if you set hit points to your girlfriend as she was about to die to Joanne Strake?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Foreshadowing.
And I guess the big question is, are you going to spend that money to increase it to a sixth level ritual?
So if we did that, it would be 600 gold each?
No, it's just the total value.
Oh, I mean, we have some money.
Yeah, of course.
Because then we also get a sixth level telepathy spell with each other.
Yeah, no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Like, yes.
Let's splurge. It's our engagement party.
Yeah. In theory, we brought you all here to eat, too. We're like, this is a part of the cost. Like, yeah. You know, like,
yeah,
this would be the cost.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're going to do it with the tattoos?
You want a tattoo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where do we want the tattoo, though?
It's gonna be a little heart. It doesn't have to be a heart, but it says it's a heart, so it's a name of your beloved in the stylized image of a heart. That's how it's
a nice little like curvy like cursive lettering that swirls around into a heart shape.
Does it have to be on the same, like, does it have to be in the same place?
Nope, it can be anywhere. They don't, we don't even both have to have one, but obviously I think we should for bonus.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, listen.
Yeah.
Because I am thinking of how my art's gonna look for Astrea.
We can hide them, don't worry.
You can hide yours. I know what Astrea's gonna look like, and this she's already covered in tattoos. Or well, not tattoos, she's covered in henna.
Henna, uh-huh.
So like this is like I was gonna be covering her with stuff anyway. So like this is literally just the same gibberish I can do. However, I'm talking about placement. And I wanna be so cheeky, but also
you wanna put it on the boob?
No, I was gonna do it on the side. I was gonna do it like make it bigger so it cups around the hip on one leg and also some of the butt.
Do it.
So when I say I'm gonna be cheeky, it's just a double cheek. But and it's a big one. In theory, everybody's gonna watch that.
That is true.
We can say that with the magic and it's like going in the street, it's just fucking like was it Mizuki candy whirls into it, like so nobody knows where it goes.
And also, it just has to happen after a heart bond ritual. It doesn't have to happen during it. It just can't happen until there's been a successful heart bond ritual. So, I mean, we can do that part in private.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just wanted to have a hip tattoo that's a little too big to be considered a hip tattoo. It's a whole side tattoo.
I think Demi will have a little hip tattoo because it's cute. Probably not quite as big, but
so yeah,
she does have a lot of thigh though, so she would have room.
She does, and I guess you know, there's some ritual stuff to do.
Yeah,
like we should maybe actually roll some dice tonight.
We do have to roll dice.
Yeah, damn.
We didn't roll any dice last time, did we? Last session?
No, we did not because it was like pure roleplay.
Yeah.
I rolled dice to heal Doomy. That's about it.
That's true. You rolled dice. That counts. I have to roll a crafting check for the tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
I assume I also have to roll as a secondary caster. Don't steal my dice, baby. Get that back. But I don't know what I roll for the secondary. Ouch, don't bite me. Gosh.
The ritual should say it's heart bond. You got to make a diplomacy or society.
I am trained in both of those.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trained in almost everything now, actually. Everything but thievery.
Me, but...
Because
but
I didn't I steal it. Your heart, I earned it.
Gay.
I stole your heart and your wallet. And your IP address.
What am I better in? I think it's the exact same. Yeah, so for me, it's nature or religion. But it's the exact same for me, so I'm just gonna roll. If I roll religion, am I rolling myself?
How well do you truly know yourself?
If I roll religion, because I'm doing this with my fiance, who is also a god, does this mean that I get a bonus? Grumble. See, what's funny is that diplomacy and society are much better for me because I'm like I think I'm masters in both. Oh, yeah, I'm legendary in society.
Yeah, you are. You know, arguably we were making the very first like godly ritual tradition for our two godhoods.
We're just canonizing our relationship.
Yep. Yes, we are. Okay. I'm going to roll.
Oh, we should do this with Captain.
Oh,
Oh my god, my other hip is for the captain.
Yeah, that's why we have two hips.
Fucking yeah.
And they don't lie.
My sister just messaged me, DM'd me to let you know that she still doesn't approve.
I've learned to live with it. There's always that one family member.
So for my religion check, I got a 41.
So that will be a success, but not a critical success on that.
We still get telepathy, though.
You do.
So I don't think it matters.
You just don't get the innate divine, you don't get the message, the divine message innate. But you have telepathy, so...
We have telepathy.
Which is better, because it's just, you can constantly be talking rather than having to send sentences back and forth and wait for an answer.
Yup. Okay, let me roll the tattoo check then. I have a +2 to this, because I'm a master in crafting. Oh, I got a natural 19. My brain just stopped here. 44. So I think we successfully got tattoos.
You did. You have tattoos and a heart bond ritual as you go through this sort of brunch event where... you know, you are officially introduced as fiancés to all of Cressa.
Aww.
There'll be a royal wedding. Oh my god.
Oh,
there'll be a royal wedding. Eventually.
And Cressa gets a half day.
Exactly.
Honestly, it's probably what they care about the most is the half day.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why you give them, you know? That's why they love you.
Exactly. You give them lots of time off, you know? Things like that, and they're like, woo!
They're gonna get, like, a whole week for the actual wedding.
Exactly.
Yeah, if I got a week off for a wedding, actually, it doesn't affect me. I don't have a work schedule. I don't get days off.
You don't fucking work. You're just a goddamn mooch. You literally living in, on my couch, like.
Oh, I love it. No, I was talking about me in real life, and I was like, oh.
Oh god, no, I'm not talking about real life. I'm talking about Meryl right now.
I was
now.
Talking about in real life because, like, I actually wouldn't care in real life if they gave a week off because I just do furry art all the time, anyways. And you're like, yeah, because you're a mooch. I was like, bro, what the fuck did I do to you today?
No. I meant like in the game. My bad.
No.
Like, don't call me a bitch, ho. Like.
I guess this is a point where I ask final thing you want to do.
Just shopping that I'm going to go over later because I don't want to spend 3,000 years checking shopping stuff.
Yeah, I've got to do a little shopping, a little crafting if I have time.
Yeah,
but no, I'm going to figure that
you,
out.
You mechanically have time. We're just not going to cover it here. And we'll do that between sessions.
The only thing I want to do, which I don't need to play out, is Tamsin is going to leave her soul cage with the Midas.
Yeah, the Midas will take good care of it. Just for my clarification, if it's it can go into subdimensional things, right?
I believe so. I don't think it says anything about it not doing
it's
that.
It's not like if you put a bag of holding in a bag of holding.
Right. Kind of. Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Because Midas has essentially a bag of holding that acts more like a hip pouch.
Nice. Yeah, I don't think that it's going to explode anything.
Mm. Cool. Just wanted to make sure, because that's where she'll keep it.
Yeah. This isn't, like, again, something into roleplay, but can I tell my loved ones, it's like, hey, if I don't make it back, I love you.
I imagine that you are, all of you are doing some form of this.
Yeah.
I did that ages ago.
That's true. You got letters ready to
go. I got letters. Yeah, I just literally, I already talked to my mom. I'm just gonna like slash sending slash pray. I'm gonna send a prayer message to Lila. I was like, we're going to go fight Nuan. If I don't make it back, take care of my mom. Thanks. Which is kind of an ominous statement, but I mean, I don't have any other options.
She already knew this was happening. You already told her that you were doing this.
We're going in now.
Yeah. So you do that. Probably the following morning, bright and early, you approach where Talon and Winston and the rest of them have set up the cubic gate, and you watch as they perform this ritual to open it to Limbo. And as each of you steps through to Limbo, it's kind of like, Mara, you've experienced this before. You've been in Limbo. It is this gray, blank world, sort of filled with this amorphous fog that you can kind of see through, but also not at the same time. And it's kind of, the best way to put it is, the only way to get through Limbo is to just keep moving.
Well, everyone, welcome to Limbo. We got a walk ahead of us. Let's go.
You'll travel for who knows how long at this point. Time stops having any kind of meaning in Limbo. There's no way to tell how much is passing, or, you know, it could be, you could be in here for minutes or hours or days. You don't know. Eventually, you come to a dock, sort of just in the middle of nowhere, and you can see this sort of dark rushing water below it, and off in the distance you see a boat approaching the dock with a very familiar ferryman. And that is where we will end it.
Hey, it's my weird uncle. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to another wonderful episode of Goblets and Gays. If you like what we do here, feel free to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Blue Sky, Patreon, Google Play, everything at Goblets and Gays. Stay safe, give us your money, eat your vegetables, and get ready for the final arc of Blood of Kings. The depths dive into the underworld.
Everybody, Aubrey here with a fun little announcement. Goblets and Gays is now an affiliate over at Adventure Dice, and we know how much we all love those math rocks. So if you need some new math rocks in your life, go over to adventuredice.ca and in the checkout code, enter our promo code Goblets for 10% off. But also, they have dice. They have other TTRPG accessories and tabletop goodies, dice trays, condition rings, and things like that, little spellcasting stuff. Great stuff there. Go check them out and support our show. Thank you.
Be gay.
Roll Dice.
An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.